one to get the job done. I don't know and no one that could. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines, and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for the team is unconditional. Make your number one pick the preferred document service provider of the Cleveland Browns, OBM. With OBM's exclusive guarantees and their designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town, they've made unconditional fans out of all their customers. Only OBM has all the X's and O's for your office when putting together a Sharp product playbook for your business. Call 216-485-2000 or visit ohiobusinessmachines.com.
Nathan Zagura and the birthday boy Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea, bringing in you right now on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline, the voice of the Cleveland Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, Mr. Jim Donovan. Hey, Jim.
Nathan, good to be with you, and happy birthday, Matt.
Thank you very much.
Jim, great Super Bowl last night. What were your thoughts on the game?
Oh, I just thought it was fantastic. I thought that, I thought it was kind of bumping along, and it was intriguing. I mean, the domination of the Patriots, in the first half, and yet the resiliency of the Seahawks to come back and tie that game up with 2 seconds to go in the half. And then the game swings totally Seattle's way, and it really looks like they are
set over, yes.
Set up to put the game away with what they're able to do and a 10-point lead and what they have on defense. And then the game just exploded into, just an incredible finish. Heartbreaking on one side. And, I tell you what, if you're a Seattle Seahawks coach, you're a player, I mean, that's going to take a long time to get over that one. That is one of those ones that I think in a few years, ESPN will do one of those documentaries and revisit all of those players on that team, and they'll talk about how hard it is to deal with losing that Super Bowl, because that is a tough one.
Jim, do you question that play call down at the goal line when they threw the interception? Do you believe the right call was to feed Marshawn Lynch from 1 yard out?
I just couldn't believe it. I mean, and I thought Chris Collinsworth kind of, echoed that right away. I mean, I just couldn't believe it, Matt, they were in that position with that running back and with the way he runs. I mean, this is not a guy that, dances at all. This is a guy that's a straight ahead carry tacklers and, a guaranteed 1 yard, 5 yards, 10 yards, maybe breaks 3 tackles and goes 100 yards. I mean, he's that kind of guy. But I think it seems as though they got caught up in the clock and were thinking, they were thinking about defending the lead rather than getting the lead. I mean, I think that they got caught up in trying to throw that clock down so that New England had nothing left, and yet they weren't in the lead yet. So, I mean, I do. I second guess it, third guess it, how many guesses you need. But it just didn't seem to be the right call because there was such an obvious call right there for them.
And how about the play of Tom Brady? Certainly over the last two drives against quote-unquote the best defense in the NFL, he absolutely picked them apart, flawless on the final drive, 2 touchdowns. What about this performance, and where does that cement him in history as far as you're concerned?
Well, I tell you what, an amazing performance. He was great the entire playoffs, because if you go back to that Baltimore game, they look like they're buried twice, Nathan. They're down 14 points twice against the Ravens, and they come back and they do it. They handle Indianapolis very, very easily. And they go into this game, they are an amazing offensive team that really finds matchups and really explores matchups. I mean, they always do it. And last night was a perfect example of it that, they go into the game, and I think a lot of people would say to you, if they threw the ball 50 times, you would say that they're in a lot of trouble and will probably lose the game. But, I mean, they designed things so they had to take care of that pass rush so he was going to get rid of it quickly. And I think they liked their matchups in the secondary with those short routes that, the Seahawks could not cover them. And I don't know who could cover those. And then especially when Seattle lost the defensive back Lane after he intercepted the ball early in the first half. And then they just continued to drill on that. They drill on it, and then he took an occasional shot down the field. But it was a great performance and an amazing thing for him to be 10 years, in between Super Bowl wins and now have 4. I mean, it puts him right up at the top.
No question.
Jim, and again, the other side of the coin is Russell Wilson in his third year having two Super Bowls under his belt, one victory and one loss. Do you feel that his last two games, this Super Bowl and the NFC Championship game, have not been his best, that he will miss out on some money moving forward as the quarterback in Seattle?
Boy, I don't, you know, the money part, that's interesting. I haven't thought of that, but I do think that, you know, on the one side, you say, you know, he's never out of it. He has the ability to come back, and that usually can define a great quarterback. Just, you know, a lot of times you look in that column with how many fourth quarter rallies is a guy able to bring his team back from and win the game, and he's been able to do that in the biggest games, it seems. And but, you know, I don't think it's going to hurt him in the money aspect, but I did see, you know, some chinks, you know, in his game right now. But, I mean, he's only a few years in. He's got an amazing future in front of him. The thing about them was, I thought even when they were up by 10 points, even when they didn't go to the run on the ball with the ball at the 1 yard line, even earlier when they were up by 10 points, I thought they got away from the run a couple of times in some drives that ended up with three and outs where they probably, you know, would have been able to work the clock and work, you know, possession and keep the ball longer. And that gave Brady a couple of those extra opportunities to drive down and erase that 10-point lead.
It did, and what a game for Brady. What a game overall. Just what a great Super Bowl and a win for the Patriots. Now, Jim, because it is only in Cleveland at times, a lot has happened with the Cleveland Browns since we last talked to you a week ago. Josh Gordon has written a letter talking about his issues. Johnny Manziel has entered rehab for his issues.
Wow. You know, hang on. I've got Dr. Phil in the room with me, and I'll pass the phone to him. On the Gordon issue. The issue I had a problem with there was I really feel if you're going to write a letter, I think it should have been really just to all of us here in Cleveland because we're the ones who have been with him and through all of these things. I mean, I know he's upset with Chris Carter and with Charles Barkley and with Stephen A. Smith, but really the prime people that have been affected by all of this is all of us and all of the Browns fans. On the Manziel thing, I mean, there have been so many red flags on this, that have been up there, you know, right in front of us. And I think we've gone through all different kinds of stages with him. I think after he got drafted and when we would see this behavior after wild weekends and we'd see what happens, it would come out in the news on Mondays. You at first we kind of chuckled and kind of said, oh, you know, that's just a kid being excited about it. But then I think we grew to be concerned about it. And then it's obviously very real. If he's at that step where, you know, he's taking that first step and he needs help, then, you know, then I think he takes a big step. I mean, football aside, he's obviously, you know, got to straighten some things out. So I'm glad he's getting the help that he needs right now, you know, that for him. Now, for the football side, that's a completely different issue, I think.
So taking all that into account and his uncertainty as an individual first and a football player second, what direction do you think the Cleveland Browns should go now into free agency and, of course, the draft in the coming months?
Well, I think number one, Matt, is that they probably really need to sit down with Brian Hoyer and kind of get inside his head right now and, you know, get his feelings on what's going to happen here, how he feels coming out of this year, how he felt he was treated, how he felt he played, how he wants to be paid, and what kind of offense they're going to run. So I think, number one, they got to get a determination. They either have to go after him again or they have to end that relationship and move on. And I know he's a free agent, so in some ways it's ended. But, I mean, you know, there does seem to be some lingering interest on both sides. So I think they have to address that. And then I think that with this situation coming up today, or at least the announcement of it, I think you really have to start looking at quarterbacks, you know, plural. I mean, you might have to go, but I think you're going to need a veteran guy, and I think you're going to have to take a look at somebody, you know, as on the younger side. And, you know, in case Manziel, you know, it's going to take some time here. And I don't know where they are with Connor Shaw. I commend what they did with him and what he did, you know, in that last game. But, I'm sure they're going to have to take a look at that. But, you know, they're pretty empty right now at quarterback, I would have to say.
Once again, the offseason, never a dull moment, of course, for the Cleveland Browns. And even in the time when they're not playing, you get some of that as well. And we saw that certainly this week with Gordon and Manziel. Jim, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much for the time, as always. And be safe out there in all this snow.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
You got it. The great Jim Donovan there with us here on CBD. We told you going in the break we were going to hear some from Stephen A. Smith talking about Johnny Manziel. So we will do that when we come back here and wrap up our first hour. Plus, we'll talk Super Bowl. Let's get your calls, 216-578-0850. Your calls on Johnny Manziel as well, 216-578-0850 on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Happy birthday, Matt Wilhelm. You're going to want to see every single thing I'm going to show you tonight. Got the perfect scene set.